Praise the Lord, my beautiful
nation.
Praise the Lord, my beautiful blessed sisters and brothers. God is truly good. He woke us up this morning and started us on our way. We thank God for Jesus. We thank God for you, you, and you. If it had not been for the Lord on my side, where would I be? My God, my God. He's a good God. He's better than good. As Shirley Caesar said, he's good. Thank God, thank God, thank God. I want you to get your Bibles, tablets, your computers, cell phones, and turn to Psalm 91. Praise the Lord, Psalm 91, our protection song. And I've encouraged you to read it every morning before you leave your home. At noontime, for time. And you can even read it between snacks, between meals, okay? Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Praise God, praise God, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. This is your chief apostle, Patricia Stewart, PhD. Worldwide Prayer Faith Ministries. Praise God, thank you, Jesus. Thank God for Worldwide Prayer Faith Ministries, International Prayer Faith Ministries, the Anointed Women United for Christ in Prayer, and our Blessed Prayer and Praise Chapel, our nursing home ministry that's going to have a wonderful, wonderful program on July, the first Sunday in July at 2:30, our dedication service, and God is just elevating us and moving us up. And we thank God for all of our prayer warriors in all our different states. We thank God. We're serving like 144 million, I believe, right now, listeners. And we thank God for all of you that are intercessory prayer warriors, that are interceding, because as the Word of God tells us, to pray without ceasing. He didn't say preach without ceasing. He didn't say sing without ceasing. He said pray without ceasing. And we are being obedient to the word of God. Pray without ceasing. Hallelujah. Before we go to Psalm 91, I want to recognize our sponsors. Praise God for Shanita Kelly, wonderful, dynamic woman of God of Samson Realtors. And Shanita Kelly is licensed in Maryland and Pennsylvania. Praise God, Shanita Kelly. Also bonded. So we are just happy and excited about how God has elevated this great woman of God. And she's a real estate agent and there to help you and assist you with purchasing that first home. Have so much resources available, and she will make you aware of them. She wants that first home purchase to be a blessing and not a burden. She'll pray with you and for you. Isn't that awesome? We thank God because she's truly, truly a woman of God. If you're thinking about selling the home that you're now in, she will assist you with that also. She'll let you know about grant money that's available. She'll let you know that funds that are available to you for Shanita Kelly, the woman of God. She's written two books. We thank God for God using her in that mighty way. And, again, she's there for you when you're in help and need of services when it comes to real estate. Dynamic, powerful woman of God, Shanita Kelly, give her a call today at 443-854-0977. That's 443-854-0977 or 443-542-2251. Or you could email her at rewithshanita@gmail.com. All one word, rewith, shanita@gmail.com. Give her a call today. Email her today. All right? Let her know you heard it here at the Worldwide Prayer Faith Ministries Power Hour of Prayer. And we want to thank God for Dr. David Gaines, a man of God. We thank God that God is blessing us with men and women of God that are doing great things in our communities. We thank God for Dr. David Gaines, our master electrician. Yes, master electrician located at 2103 North Charles Street in the blessed city of Baltimore, Maryland. He also has a master barber that's there with him, Reg, and you have to have an appointment. He's operating according to CDC guidelines, and we thank God for Dr. David Gaines. Also, He's there to serve you fresh fruits and vegetables, but you have to give him a call before Thursday, okay? Give Dr. David Gaines a call. Let him know you'd like to come in and pick up some fresh fruits and vegetables and bread, sometimes pastry. So give him a call at 443-449-3631, but you have to pick them up. Isn't that a blessing? Dr. David Gaines is looking out community. Even in the midst of the church being closed, Dr. David Gaines still assists the community with getting fresh fruits and vegetables along with fresh bread and fresh pastries for you. So, again, Dr. David Gaines is located at 2103 North Charles Street in the blessed city of Baltimore. Here's a master barber on the premises with him and other technicians also. So give him a call at 443-449-3631. That's Dr. David Gaines, Ebony Styles. We thank God for Ebony Styles. Also, we want to thank God for the Family Tree. Yes, I'm one of the facilitators for the Family Tree. The Family Tree is about raising families up. You need help. You need assistance with your children, grandchildren, nieces, nephews. The Family Tree is there for you. We facilitate parenting groups. Leave a conference call. Also, male and female, men, you can come in to the facility at 2103 North Charles Street. They're facilitating groups there also. The Family Tree, raising families up. Free child care space is available. They have a Kids Care Plus program, Respite Child Program. Kids Care Plus provides free short-term child care for ages 2 to 12. So if you know someone that have an emergency, they need to go see their doctor, an adult, they need to go see their doctor, you have job interviews, or just feeling overwhelmed, you just feel like, I just need a break, call the Kids Care Plus program at the Family Tree at 443-451-9806. You have to complete an application, and we want you to know with this program, you can find a safe and nurturing environment for when you need it most. We provide drop-in care for up to 4 hours with the same qualified staff and activities as full-time child care. So again, if you need help, if you need a break, call the Kids Care Program, Kids Care Plus Program, 443-451-9806. Share that number with someone, but you have to complete an application. It's a safe environment. Amen. And that's what we need in this day and time for our children. The Family Tree, raising families up. Nonprofit organization has been in existence, by God, close to over 40 years. And we thank God for the volunteers, the facilitators that help out with this program. Also, the Family Tree have a 24-hour parenting helpline, 1-800-243-7337. 1-800-243-7337. 24-hour parenting helpline. If you're feeling overwhelmed, if there's someone you know that have children and they just need some help, someone to talk to, let them know they can call the 24-hour parenting helpline at 1-800-243-7337. Praise God. Also, don't forget about the Family Trees program. Again, facilitating groups. They're located at 2108 North Charles Street in the blessed city of Baltimore, 410-889. And that number is 410-889-2108. Give them a call today. Let them know you heard about it here at the Power Hour of Prayer. And we thank God for Jesus, because God is truly still blessing us. In the midst of all that's going on, God is still in the blessing business. Don't forget about the free resource fair for grandparents and relative caregivers raising their grandchildren. Saturday, June the 4th at 2022 at the Forum Caterers, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., 4212 Primrose Avenue in Baltimore, Maryland, 21215. DJ is going to be there. All types of resources, programming, continental breakfast, snacks, mini massage, free wellness kits. All right, for the first 100 people that arrive, you're going to get a free tote bag. All right, to the first 200. Oh, my goodness, that's great. Everyone is welcome, free to attend. That's me and TJ's favorite word on the Dr. Pat Show, free, free, free. Don't cost you nothing. And again, it's Saturday, June the 4th, 2022, at the Forum Caterers at 4212 Primrose Avenue in the blessed city of Baltimore, 21215. You have to register. You need to register, and I'm going to give you this information, pencil and a piece of paper, okay? I'm going to give you the number. I'm going to give you the email address to register. These are lowercase letters, https://tinyurl.com/capital G grandparents, all one word, resource with a capital R, fair with a capital F. Let me do that again. https://tinyurl.com/G grandparents, all one word, resource, R, fair, F-A-I-R. For more information, give them a call at 410-396-1337. And this is sponsored by Baltimore City Health Department, Aging and Care Services, and Baltimore City Public Schools. 410-396-1337. Let them know that you heard it here at the Power Hour of Prayer. Amen. We got a very, very wide range of resources and help and programs that are going on, and we want to share the information with you. Amen. God is good. In the midst of all that's going on, God is good, and God is still doing great and mighty things. I want you to hear that this morning. God is still doing great and mighty things. In the midst of all that's going on, in the midst of COVID, God is still moving. He hasn't stopped blessing. He hasn't stopped healing. He has not stopped delivering. And we thank God for the mail that we have received with your prayer requests, your diamond beautiful praise reports. Thank you, Jesus. We thank God for all deliverance and healing that's taking place. God is still moving. Glory, hallelujah. We got to trust and we got to believe and we got to obey. There's no other way but to trust and obey. Be obedient to the word of God. God is truly a God that will keep you in the midst of all that's going on. So we thank God for Jesus. We thank God for you. Continue to write to me, Chief Apostle Patricia Stewart, Ph.D., at P.O. Box 25021, Baltimore, Maryland, 21229. And I thank God. I thank God for Mr. Jill Green and the beautiful letter she sent out. I thank God for Pastor Tammy Caesar, the beautiful letter I received from her. I thank God for Tiffany Cromwell, the beautiful praise report I received from Tiffany, for Dr. Wallace Johnson. Thank God for your letter that you sent out and the praise reports that you sent out. I thank God for Pastor Geraldine Morton, Deacon Anderson, Elder Cassie. Thank God for the beautiful letter you sent out. God is truly good. Elder Joe, we receive your mail. And we thank God, so many of you. Brother Joe Richardson, we thank God for your letter that we received and your praise report and your prayer request. Deaconess Phyllis Blue, thank God for you. God is truly good. We receive so many letters in the mail, and we thank God. We're reading each and every one of them and place them on our altar, our prayer altar. We know that God is able. God is able and God is good. And set aside an area in your home that's your altar. Have yourself a nice little altar in your home where you go and pray and seek the Lord. God is good. Psalm 91. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in Him will I trust. Surely He shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler, from the nuisance pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shall thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wastes at noonday. A thousand, get that in your spirit, a thousand shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes that I'll behold, only with thine eyes shall thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even Most High, thy habitation. Thank you, Jesus. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee, to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in thy hands, that dash thy foot against the stone. Thou shalt tread upon a lion and an adder, the young lion and dragon shall trample under feet, because he have set his love upon me. Therefore, for I deliver him, I will set him on high. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Because he has known my name. Thank you, Jesus. He knows your name. Do you know his name? Are you calling upon him? Thank you, Lord. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him, and I believe that's long, healthy life, will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Thank you, Lord. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. Psalm 91. Read it, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and even for your snacks. That's our song of protection. Thank you, Jesus. Share it with your family. Share it with your friends. Share it with your community. Place it in your car, on your job, in your home. Psalm 91. Place it in your heart, that you may be able to repeat it as you're driving down the road, as you're traveling on the airplanes, trains, on a bus. That Psalm 91 for protection. God is able. He will keep you. Thank you, Jesus, for your Psalm of protection. Psalm 35. Plead my cause, O Lord, with them that strive with me. Fight against them that fight against me. Take hold of shield and buckler, and stand up for mine help. Draw out also thy spear, and stop the way against them that persecute me. Say unto my soul, I am thy salvation. That's what he's saying unto your soul. I am thy salvation. Let them be confronted and put to shame that seek after my soul. Let them be turned back and brought to what? Confusion that devise my hurt. God will confuse the enemy. Yes, he will. Them be as the chaff before the wind, and that the angel of the Lord chase them. Let their way be dark and slippery, and that the angel of the Lord persecute them. For without a cause have they hit a pit before, without cause they hid for me their net in a pit, which without cause they have dug for my soul. Let destruction come upon him at unawareness. Let his net that he have hid catch himself. They say, if you're going to dig a ditch, you better dig too. Mm-hmm. Let his net that he have hid catch himself, and to that very destruction let him fall. This is the word of the Lord. And my soul shall be joyful in the Lord. And my soul shall be joyful in the Lord. And it shall rejoice in his salvation. Glory, hallelujah. And my soul shall be joyful in the Lord. And it shall rejoice in his salvation. Thank you, Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. Psalm 35, I read verses 1 through 9. And I like that. And my soul shall be joyful in the Lord, and it shall rejoice in his salvation. Thank you, Holy Spirit. God is moving today, my God. Thank you, Jesus. The Spirit of the Lord is with you, and anointing is upon you. Thank you at this hour, at this moment, and it will be with you continuously. All you got to do is ask and you shall receive, seek and you shall find. Right there in the Word of God, I found the answer. I learned how to pray. Thank you, Holy Spirit. This is May 27th, 2022. God is still moving. God is still hearing and answering prayers. He has not forgotten about you. Thank you, Jesus. Psalm 37. Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be envious of the workers of iniquity. For they shall soon cut down like grass and wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good, so thou shalt dwell in thy land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. And I believe if your desires of your heart are lined up with the word of God, he will give you the desires of your heart. Thank you, Jesus. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him. And he shall bring it to pass, my beautiful, blessed sisters and brothers. The battle is not yours. It's the Lord's. I hear the Holy Spirit saying, get out of the way. Get out of the way. And let God do it. Let God handle it. You can't do it, but God can. And he shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, and thy judgment as the noonday. Rest in the Lord. Rest. Rest, my sisters and brothers. Some of you are agitated, nervous, upset. But the word of God says, rest in the Lord. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Rest in the Lord. Sit back. Relax. Don't worry about anything. Rest in the Lord. And wait patiently for him. Rest in the Lord. And wait patiently from him. And while you're resting, he'll tell you exactly what to do. Tell you exactly what to say. When to say it. He's an on-time God. Rest in the Lord. And wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospers in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself in any wise to do evil. You don't have to give anybody a piece of your mind. Stop doing that. Evildoers shall be cut off, but those that wait upon the Lord, they shall what? Inherit the earth. Inherit the earth. He's not giving you just a little bit. He's going to give you everything. All of it. Everything that you need. For yet a little while, and the wicked shall not be. Yea, they shall diligently consider his place, and it shall not be. He think he owns that church. They think they own that church. They think they own that job. They think they own that community. They think they own the city. They think they own the state. Some even think they own you. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. But the meek shall inherit the earth and shall delight themselves in abundance of peace. Isn't God good? the meek. And I like that. Because some people think that when you're meek, you're weak. No, meekness is not weakness. But the meek shall inherit the earth and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I want you to know, my sister and brother, this morning, you could have an abundance of peace in the midst of all that's going on. An abundance of peace. So much you can't count it all. The just. And gnash upon him with his teeth. The Lord shall laugh at him, for he seeth that his day is coming. Uh-huh. The wicked have drawn out their sword and have bent their bow to slay the upright. Uh-huh. Bent their bow to cast down the poor and the needy and to slay such as be of the upright conversation. Their sword shall enter into their own heart. Watch out. And their bow shall be broken. A little that the righteous man had is better than the riches of many wicked. For the arms of the wicked shall be broken, but the Lord upholdeth the righteous. He's upholding you this morning. The Lord upholdeth the righteous. That's who we want to uphold us, the Lord. The Lord knoweth the days of the upright, and their inheritance shall be what? Inheritance. There's that word again. The Lord knoweth the days of the upright, and their inheritance shall be forever. And forever means forever. Amen. Thank you, Jesus, for our inheritance. Thank you, Jesus, for being there with us every hour of the day. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God Almighty, for blessing us with your Son, Jesus. Suffered, died, and bled on a cross for our sins. He who knew no sin. We thank you, God, for sending your precious Jesus to us. We are praying without ceasing. And we thank you for the opportunity to come and sit and pray with you, to meditate on your word, knowing that you're God that's above and beyond, that you're God that's everywhere, all-knowing about all of our situations. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. God is with you this morning. The prayer of decree that literally saved an individual's life was the miracle working power of Jesus Christ is released in this situation now for the good of all concerned. Miracle working. Miracle working. The miracle working power of Jesus Christ is released. And this situation, whatever you're going through, whatever is happening in your life, decree and declare the miracle working power of Jesus Christ is released in this situation. Now, for the good of all concerned. It's still another low level in the individual's life when they was again bound by the negative negotiations of others. And we have a lot of negative people around us in this day and time. Pray for them. Pray for them. Pray for them. Person was around or bound by negative people or negative negotiations of others from which they seem helpless to free themselves. Sometimes you feel like you're bound and you can't get out of this situation. Keep praying for the right thoughts and decrees that would loose you. You need to be loose this morning from those negative situations, negative negotiations, the negative words, the negative actions of other people. The prayer that came that time to the individual through Jesus Christ. And enter realizations. And then she began to write down and decree over and over in a loud voice. You know, sometimes we just got to get loud. Sometimes we got to get loud. As the Word of God says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord. We got to get loud sometime. and let Satan know, I'm drowning you out, Satan. I ain't listening to that negative stuff. Thank you, Jesus. In a loud voice, begin to walk the floor in your home. Begin to go outside and walk the grounds outside of your home. Go in your backyard, your front yard. As you walk the streets of myself, I cannot do it. But Jesus Christ can and is performing miracles in my mind, body, and affairs. Let me say that again. Of myself, I cannot do it. But Jesus Christ can and is performing miracles in my mind, body, and affairs here and now. In other words, I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. And get loud with it. I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. Of myself, I cannot do it, but Jesus Christ can and is performing miracles in my mind, body, and affairs here and now. You know you will begin to hear the ethers crack. As you recite that miracle decree, you can feel the whole consciousness lift around you. Your outer life will quickly change. And you begin to find yourself hundreds of miles away among new people and new circumstances with amid a fulfilling work, a fulfilling day, a fulfilling atmosphere. You can set the atmosphere. Hallelujah, glory be to God. You can set the atmosphere. Sometimes in prayer, my sisters and my brothers, we try to improve. Listen to this now. Sometimes in prayer, we try to improve or change the people or situation for which we pray. Let me say that again. Sometimes in prayer, we try to change or improve the people or situations for which we pray. And we become quite frustrated when they do not seem to respond to our prayers. I know a lot of you guilty of this. I've been praying God, and I don't see no change in that person. I don't see no change in that situation. God gave spiritual man the power of choice. God gave spiritual man the power of choice to improve or not improve as he wishes. You got that? God gave spiritual man the power of choice. Choice to improve or not to improve as he wishes. And using the miracle prayer, instead of trying to change and improve others, this is very important, instead of trying to change others, you can cast the burden of your prayers on the higher power of Christ. Consciousness. That's why we said, take your burdens to the Lord and leave them there. Thank you, Jesus. If the people and situations for whom you pray do not wish to respond to your prayers, their lack of cooperation does not stop your prayers from being answered. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Let me say that again. If the people and situations for whom you pray do not wish to respond to your prayers, their lack of cooperation does not stop your prayers from being answered. Isn't God awesome? Somebody ought to be shouting hallelujah right now. They can't stop your prayers from being answered. God has a plan for your life. They can't hold back your blessings. They can't stop your miracles. They have a choice. The Christ consciousness simply helps you overcome, literally, come up over. We're overcomers. We're not just survivors. We're overcomers. You believing and trusting in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ will help you come up over those troublesome people and situations and be free from them as you rise into higher levels of understanding. You are an overcomer. You're rising above those troublesome people, those troublesome situations. God is literally rising you up higher, a higher level of understanding, which will lift you into higher levels of living as well. My God, my God, my God. That's the God that we serve. The Christ consciousness simply helps you overcome or literally come up over those troublesome people. God is rising you up this morning. He's bringing you up over those troublesome people and situations. You're looking down upon them like the jolly green giant. It's risen you up this morning, my sisters and my brothers. You are an overcomer. Overcomer. Thank you, Jesus. Isn't God good? God is risen you up this morning. Over those troublesome people and situations. You're not at that level anymore. You graduated. You're at the university level now. Isn't God awesome? You just graduated. You're at the university level. You're no longer in college. Thank you, Jesus. You're at the university level. Trust in God. He's freed you up this morning. You're in a higher level of understanding. That's the kind of God that we serve. He don't keep you at one level your entire life. Thank you, Jesus. He has risen you up to a higher level. Lift you up into the higher level of living as well. We're millionaires. We're billionaires. We're serving God. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. We're God's men and women. He said the poor will always be among us. But watch out. God has lifted you up to a higher level. Nothing wrong with being a millionaire or a billionaire. Thank you, Jesus. He said the love of money is the root of all evil. You're loving God. You're trusting God. You're believing in God. You're allowing God to raise you up to another level. Thank you, Holy Spirit. He wants you to live comfortably. Amen. He's risen you up to another level this morning. And we ought to praise him and thank him and glorify him and magnify him, you Jesus. You should have that Christ mind. What some psychologists refer to as super consciousness, divine intelligence, or divine man, mind and man, is referred to some by the Christ mind or the Christ consciousness. The reason some people refer to this deeper superconscious level of the mind as the Christ mind or Christ consciousness is because Jesus Christ seemed to know about and to have developed this miracle level of the mind, as is reflected in his life, ministry, and teaching. And there should be a great reflection in our minds, our teaching, our ministries. And we're all ministers. We're all called out to minister the word of God. You're born again. You're saved. You accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. You're reading the Word. You're being taught the Word. Go forth and make a difference. He knew that all men had the same Christ mind within them too, which when activated could produce apparent miracles for them in an instant. He promised his followers, yes he did, he promised his followers, are you one of his followers today? And his promise applies his modern day followers as well. Yes. He that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also. This is the word of the Lord. And greater works, watch out, and greater works than these shall he do. My God, my God. Isn't God a good God? Greater works shall he do, because I go unto the Father. John 14 and 12. We're reading the word. Are you believing the word of God? He that believeth in me, on me, the works that I do, ye shall do also. My God is not a God that will lie. And greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto the Father. John 14 and 12. Jesus Christ broke through the negative thoughts and situations into which the race had fallen by breaking through the mental thoughts. He opened the way for all who became attuned to his power to do likewise. Are you in tune to the power of God this morning, the word of God? Through the consciousness Jesus generated through his life, crucifixion, and resurrection, he aimed to arouse this superconscious miracle mind and power in man and reconnect mankind with it, to get man back into an Eden state of mind where all things are possible, praise God, when man was given dominion over the earth and himself. That Jesus did reestablish this miracle consciousness, which man can tune in on, is evident in the miracle power that the early Christians have, and you too, my sisters and brothers. They knew how to tune in on the Christ consciousness Jesus had activated. And for several centuries, they were able to do the works Jesus had done. And we are able to do it too in this day and this time. This miracle consciousness was finally suppressed by human personality that took over the church and ruled it for many centuries. Even so, there are many isolated instances of great souls down through the centuries who became aware of and quietly developed and used the miracle consciousness that Jesus had opened up in this day and this time. Mind, body, spirit, and soul. He wants you to activate. Call upon him. Activate it by reading John 14 and 12. He that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do. Greater works. Greater works. That's the God that we're serving. Because I go unto the Father. Uh-huh. I go unto the Father. He knows exactly where to go. John 14 and 12. Activate. Activate your spiritual consciousness today. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I am that I am. You're God's woman. You're God's child. Christ-like mind. Walk in the authority of Jesus Christ. He's given it to you. Authority of the Almighty Living God. Father, we come in the matchless name of Jesus. Thank you for blessing us on this day. Thank you for the power hour of prayer. Thank you for miracles, signs, and wonders. We pray for our president, President Joe Biden, his wife, Dr. Jill Biden, our vice president, Kamala Harris, her spouse. We pray, Father God, for their families in its entirety. We pray, Father God, for kings and queens, prince and princess. We pray for ambassadors. We pray, Father God, for the missionaries that are traveling, opening churches in foreign lands, the evangelists that are traveling all over the world, expounding on the word of God. Great men and women of God. The word of God says, go ye. Amen. Hallelujah. Go ye. We are praying, Father God, for our archbishops, our bishops, chief apostles, apostles, pastors, reverends, doctors, trustees of churches, elders of the churches, superintendents of the churches, our popes. We're praying for them right now in the name of Jesus, our leadership as a whole. We're praying for our leadership right now in the body of Christ, that they will do what thus says the Lord, and that the Spirit of God will fall down and rain upon them. The word of God will go forth and make a difference in their lives, that they will call upon you for the answer in every situation, that they'll depend upon you. We're praying for Congress, the House of Representatives, our Ways and Means Committee. We're praying for all of those, Father God, that you have set in order, that there will be order. God does things in decency and order in this day and in this time. We're praying for all of our governors, our mayors, our president of our city council, our councilmen and women, our representatives, our delegates. We are praying for them, Father God, because you said we ought to always pray. You said in your word, if my people are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray, turn from their wicked ways, seek your face, then you will hear from heaven and heal the land. We are praying for healing right now of the many individuals, families, loved ones, have been under illegal gunfire. We're praying, Father God, for the families of the loss of the children, their children and grandchildren, nieces and nephews and cousins, the adults that were shot down by that young man. We're praying, Father God, for his grandmother. We're praying, Father God, boys and girls, men and women. We're praying for them. Glory, hallelujah. Other states where they have been affected by the weapons, the illegal weapons. We come against that spirit right now. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against those principalities in high places. We're praying, Father God, that we come against those illegal weapons, guns and knives. And Father God, we're praying right now that you'll bless us, Father God, with a spirit of peace upon this land. We're praying for deliverance from evil. Lay down your weapons. Lay down those illegal thoughts. Touch their minds right now of someone that's trying to devise a plan. Someone is trying to be a copycat. Someone is trying to do greater than what that person has already done. Touch their mind right now, Father God. Regulate that mind. Let them fall on bended knees and surrender to you, the Almighty Living God. Let that man, that woman, that boy, that girl surrender to you right now in the name of Jesus, that they will not go into our schools, our shopping centers, our markets, our banks, our workplaces, on the airplanes, on the trains, on the buses, in our streets as we walk and do our daily tasks, on our jobs. Stop them right now in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. We pray for our law enforcement that are trying to protect us from seen and unseen danger. Touch their minds, their bodies, spirits, and soul. Strengthen our police officers, our sheriffs. those that are protecting our communities. Touch them right now in the name of Jesus. Our law enforcement, we're praying for them right now. Be with them and guide them and lead them, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for them. Our volunteers in the military, the Army, the Navy, the Air Force, the National Guard, the Coast Guard, we're praying for you. The Marines, we're praying for you. Thank you for protecting our country. Thank you for our veterans that have been there and that are still overcomers in this day and time. We're praying for you, Sister Jill, Dr. Ronald, Dr. Alice Poole Davis. We're praying for you, Minister Sharon. We're praying for you and your family and your loved ones. Minister Barbara Duffy, we're praying for you, your mom, Deaconess Mamie Duffy. To God be the glory, Church of Worship. We're praying for you, Chief Apostle Deborah Gilmore, Bishop Gregory Gilmore, Sr., Pastor Gregory Gilmore, Jr., First Lady Pastor Melissa, we're praying for you. Minister Mother Lady, we're praying for you. Minister Reverend Sharon, we're praying for you. Thank you, Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. We are praying for you, Minister Yvonne McFadden. We're praying for you and your family in its entirety. God will keep you. God will strengthen you. God will guide you. We thank you right now, Father God, for touching Evangelist Anita Taylor as she goes into the schools, praying for the teachers, the social workers, the psychologists, those that teach our children, the work of our children on a daily basis. We're praying for our principals in our schools. We're praying, Father God, you touch their mind, body, spirit, and soul. We thank you for the volunteers that go into our schools to be with our children. Protect them from seen and unseen danger. Touch our children, Father God. Every young man, every young woman that go into the school, let them go in with a mind to learn. Take the word of God with them. We are praying for them, Father God, that prayer will be placed in their hearts, that they will pray as they go into the schools. They will call upon the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. We thank you right now for those that are saved. We pray, Father God, that you will strengthen them. Let them walk in the authority of Jesus Christ as they go into our classrooms. Let our children not be afraid to go back. Let the parents instill into their mind, body, spirit, and soul to take our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ with them on a daily basis. We are praying for Apostle Alberta V. Montgomery, Global Bible University. Thank you, Jesus, for the work that she's done throughout the years and continue to do. Missionary Sister Sarah Hammond, we are praying for you. Glory be to God. Sister Ethel Hill, we are praying for you. Patricia Harris and Ed, we are praying for you in Saudi Arabia. We're praying for you in Germany, West India. We're praying for you, Africa, Saudi Arabia, Russia. Yes, we are praying for peace to take place. Peace to take place. President Putin, we are praying for you. Uganda, we are praying for you. God is able. We are praying for you, Archbishop Alamasi. We are praying for you, King Alamasi. We are praying for you. Reverend Maybelle Hickman, we are lifting you and your family up in prayer. Bishop Timmy Lee, we are praying for you. Mother Annie Green, we are praying for you. Glory, hallelujah. Dr. Ron Green, we are praying for you and your wife, Jill. God is able. We are praying for you, Wallace Green, Chief Petty Officer, retired. We're praying for you, Sister Sandra Green. We're praying for you. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Maddie Green, we're praying for you. We're praying for you, Desmond Stewart, Shanita Kelly, Ryel Kelly, Zariel Kelly, Diamond Tiggle. God is able. Yes, he is. We thank you for your prayer request. In this blue, we thank you. God is able. God is keeping you. Now is the hour of salvation. Call upon the name of Jesus. Whosoever call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. In Jesus' name, you shall be saved. This is the power hour of prayer. Chief Apostle Patricia Stewart, write to me at P.O. Box 25021, Baltimore, Maryland, 21229. Request your prayer rug. And, yes, the prayer rugs are out and going. You should be receiving those by Saturday. Amen, amen, amen. There's power in the name of Jesus. Call upon the name of Jesus Christ. He will hear and answer your prayer. Peace unto you. May the love of Jesus Christ surround you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.